Right now, we're in conversation with the new leader of Assembly Democrats. Representative Greta Neubauer of Racine ran unopposed and was elected by her caucus 3 weeks ago. Last month, we spoke with the outgoing minority leader, Gordon Hintz, who steps down today and has held the position since 2017. Which issues do you think state Democrats and Republicans should find compromise and work together on? What are your priorities for the Democratic Party heading into the November midterms? 800-642-1234. Representative Greta Neubauer, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here this morning.
Good morning. So Representative Hintz steps down today. You are the new leader of Assembly Democrats. Why do you want to lead your Democratic colleagues in the Assembly?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Kate. So the last 2 years have been incredibly challenging in Wisconsin. We are in an ongoing pandemic, a pandemic that has taken a lot from all of us. And the Republican-led legislature, frankly, has not risen to the challenge. And Wisconsinites deserve better. They deserve to have their elected officials put them first, above partisanship. And our job as state representatives is to put people of this state first, you know, to represent those who voted for us and those who didn't, and to show that government can be a force for good in people's lives. So we have an incredibly talented, diverse, dedicated Democratic caucus, and my job will be to support those incredible leaders in fighting for the people of our state. Before I ran for office, I was an organizer, and then spent 4 years in the legislature. And my job as an organizer and now is to keep people rowing in the same direction and to keep our caucus united as we go into the coming year.
Yes. You know, so what is your style then to organize and get your caucus rowing together, so to speak? What is your style for leadership?
So as I mentioned, I was an organizer. I worked with young people, particularly around the issue of climate change. And I believe very strongly in the work that happens outside the Capitol to keep us accountable to what the people of Wisconsin would like to see us do. And I believe that it is our job to listen to our constituents and to represent them well in the Capitol. You know, I'm just starting out. Tomorrow will be my first day as the new leader, but say my style is fundamentally collaborative. You know, we do have such a strong Democratic Assembly caucus right now, and so many people who are ready to step up in new ways with the challenges that we're facing. And it will be my job to support them to do so, to lift up their voices and allow them to effectively represent their constituents.
You face a tough battle to get bills through the Assembly. Democrats outnumbered 38 to 61. Given that political scenario, what will be your legislative priorities, especially working across the aisle?
Yeah. So we, you know, we are in a challenging moment in our state, a very challenging moment. We have young people who have really struggled, who have borne the brunt of the pandemic for the last almost 2 years. And they deserve our support. They deserve our investment. We know that inequities in our schools have only been exacerbated over the last two years. And we know that we have the resources necessary to help schools weather this wave of the pandemic and to make investments in supporting young people to return safely to the classroom. We know that many working families continue to struggle. Our economic recovery is critical. You know, when I talk to service industry employees, small business owners, service teachers, they share that there has never been a harder period in their careers. And it's clear that they need more from us, and we can do more in the legislature to support them. And finally, I'll mention that Democrats stand united in understanding the importance of protecting our democracy. Republicans have embraced conspiracy theories about the 2020 election in an effort to justify changes to our electoral system and to undermine our free and fair elections. And we will not allow this to happen.
picking up on this last item that you talked about, there is an investigation led by Assembly Republicans. Assembly Speaker Voss is talking with former Justice Michael Gableman about extending their review of the 2020 election for another 2 months at least, wants legislation to this regard on the floor in the very near future. How do you feel about this contract and this probe and this review of the 2020 election?
People of Wisconsin have been very clear that they do not want the Assembly Republicans to continue spending money hand over fist to investigate an election that is over. Joe Biden won Wisconsin by nearly 21,000 votes. This outcome has withstood recounts and numerous lawsuits. And Speaker Voss is using conspiracy theories to justify his efforts to permanently cement an advantage for his party in our electoral system. We have Senator Ron Johnson running for re-election, calling for the Republican state legislature to unilaterally assert control of federal elections. Gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish, who wants to eliminate the nonpartisan elections commission. This is very serious. These are no longer fringe ideas. We have the leaders of the Republican Party in Wisconsin calling for significant changes to our nonpartisan electoral system. And we all need to sound the alarm about how serious this is and about the fact that these changes would fundamentally undermine our fair elections in Wisconsin.
Going back to the cost of this investigation, former Justice Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans in June, a budget of $676,000, taxpayer money. Gableman was supposed to end the work this fall. What if this probe asks for more money? What as this investigation goes on?
Well, it looks like it is going to continue, at least for a while here. And that will clearly continue to cost taxpayers more. You know, we know what the people of Wisconsin want right now is they want support for their schools. They want support for small businesses. They want support for healthcare workers who have been asked to bear the brunt of this crisis. They do not want to pay Michael Gableman to continue down this rabbit hole. So I hope that Speaker Voss will wake up to that reality, will listen to the people of this state, and will recognize that we are spending money on something that the people of Wisconsin do not want.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Greta Neubauer, a Democratic state representative from Racine, new leader of Assembly Democrats. You can join in. What are your thoughts on political issues like elections or the state budget? Are you from Racine? What issues do you think lawmakers need to address? 800-642-1234. There are fundamental value-driven differences between Democrats and Republicans. How do you set aside moral differences and cooperate with each other?
Yeah, so, you know, we know that the people of Wisconsin are very tired of partisanship getting in the way of progress on issues that we all agree on. And our caucus, Assembly Democrats, are always looking, our members are always looking for common ground where we can find it. It has been challenging, but Assembly Democrats will continue to do that work. And we have found some common ground and hope to see some progress in the coming months on water quality, on criminal justice reform, on clean energy. You know, these are some of the many issues that do cut across party lines. And we hope that our colleagues will work with us. We'll schedule these bills, we'll bring them to the floor, and we'll address the pressing issues facing our state.
Climate accountability, something the climate crisis and the root causes of pollution are of great importance to you and the legislation that you go after. Will this continue to be a focal point of Assembly Democrats, do you think?
It will. You know, we know that climate change is affecting us in Wisconsin right now, and that that will only continue. I represent Racine. We have shoreline that's eroding. We have increased extreme weather events here and around the state that are already impacting our growing season, our tourism, and our well-being. So Assembly Democrats put forward an ambitious package and at the end of last year. And it's something that we know we will continue to work on. And we know that in addressing the climate crisis, we also have an opportunity. We'll have an opportunity to create good jobs in our state, family supporting union jobs, and it will allow us to reduce our state's longstanding inequities, particularly racial inequities.
We're talking with the new Democratic Assembly Minority Leader, Representative Greta Neubauer of Racine, about her priorities, agenda as new leader of her caucus. What issues should Assembly Democrats prioritize 2 years into the pandemic? Where do you think they can find common ground across the aisle? What is the legislation you care about in 2022 that impacts your life? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap with Representative Neubauer on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Assembly Democrats have a new leader. We're with Representative Greta Neubauer, who takes over as minority leader tomorrow, officially. Representative Kaylin Haywood of Milwaukee was elected to be the new assistant minority leader. What questions do you have about the Democratic Party and how it has fared against Republicans? What are your thoughts on state of elections, pandemic response, other pressing issues like we've been talking about, climate change and the environment? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Representative Greta Neubauer with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's go to Greg now in Sheboygan. Hi, Greg. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, crying out loud, you got a person who thinks too much. I believe, seriously, we need to mine for new metals. This is a whole different avenue. We need to get rid of carbon compounds. The only way on the earth, because the bond energy is such that in order to break 44 grams of carbon dioxide into carbon and oxygen, you would have to generate and concentrate the energy necessary to push 87,555 pounds 1 meter. It isn't going to happen in nature. Photosynthesis doesn't touch carbon dioxide. It touches water. We need to mine, and then we need to throw all of our garbage, all these tons of garbage we see, we need to dump them underground. Once we get the metals out that we can use, we can fill the hole with Tootsie Roll and dump all of our garbage down and turn it into coal. But otherwise, we need to take the whole Republican Party and
Greg,
vote them out of office.
I want to just pause here and focus on the climate issue, because a bill that Representative Neubauer recently authored is looking to evaluate the social cost of carbon emissions. Go ahead, Representative.
Yeah, thanks for the question. So what this bill would do is allow the Public Service Commission, our regulators in Wisconsin, to take into account all of the costs on our society that we bear when we burn 1 ton of carbon. These include health impacts. I mentioned earlier the impacts on agriculture and tourism that we are seeing in our state due to burning fossil fuels here and elsewhere. And what this bill does is it allows our regulators to take that into consideration as they are making decisions about authorizing future generating capacity, so new fossil fuel infrastructure. And we think this is critical for us to make long-term investments that benefit the people of our state.
You have authored a bill this year that would create grants for farmers who use sustainable practice. What about the impact of the climate crisis with agriculture?
Yeah, you know, farmers are some of our state's most dedicated conservationists, and they are feeling the impacts already. The change in growing season, the way in which our winters are less cold and set them up in a different way for the spring. So we need to do what we can to support farmers to make the investments that will support our state long term, right? That will both allow them to make ends meet as small farmers, and will capture more carbon in the ground. So this bill would support farmers to implement new practices that would sequester carbon and that would, help us mitigate the impacts of climate change.
Let's bring on, Jim now in Hartford. Jim, hi, what would you like to bring up?
Yep, good morning. I think your priorities are a little lopsided right now. There are problems with just in the inner city with crime and the lack of police support. you know, all the activities that happened the last couple summers, or just past summer, or the summer before, I'm sorry, with the riots and the defund the police, has caused great harm to the African and Hispanic communities. That should be more of a focus. As far as global warming goes, it should be something that needs to be worked on. We do need a clean environment, but it's definitely not a priority right now. The lockdowns and inflation, all those things need to be addressed immediately. The mandates, that's really hurting everybody. And unfortunately, the people at the lower rung of the economy are the ones that suffer the most through inflation. So I think that should be your focus.
Okay, so we heard a mix here of community policing issues, pandemic economy. Representative Neubauer, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'll start on inflation. Of course, this is something that is impacting people in Wisconsin right now, and it is an issue that we take seriously. What I think we can do here, not being at the federal level, on inflation is to get the pandemic under control. And we are doing everything we can to make that happen, but we need more support. We need our colleagues across the aisle and the Assembly Republicans to join us in that work. You know, we need every elected official to be encouraging vaccination. We know that vaccination rates differ significantly by partisanship. And, you know, I'd really call on my Republican colleagues to recognize their role in encouraging vaccination. We need to support our local health departments, hospitals, frontline workers to have the resources that they need. I recently rode along with fire department in Racine and spoke with EMS, emergency medical service providers in our community, and saw how much strain this has placed on them. So I absolutely believe that inflation is a challenge that we're facing. And I believe that we actually do have a role to play here in Wisconsin in addressing that by helping the pandemic get this wave of the COVID-19 pandemic under control.
There's concern from that caller about defunding police departments. What to do about ensuring that there are enough police in the community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one thing I would point to is that over the last several years, Republicans at the state level have consistently cut the budgets of local government. We've got the receipts on this. You can look back several years and you can look at the ways that Democrats have proposed increasing shared revenue so that local governments have the ability to make the decisions that they want to make about how to fund local services. These cuts in shared revenue have impacted public health departments who were less equipped for this pandemic, first responders, libraries, parks. These are critical services that local governments are providing in our communities. And when our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, when the Republicans in the assembly are ready to have a serious conversation about local government funding, we are ready to do that. And we will pull out the bills that we have proposed for the last several years to have that conversation.
Greta Neubauer with us, Democratic State Representative from Racine, new minority leader of Assembly Democrats. Taking your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Andrew is joining us from Minnesota. Hi, Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to everybody. So I just came on and hearing you speak, one of the callers disagreed with your priorities. I think that even though he did say a lot of things are true, his perception of what priorities should be are wrong, right? I think your priorities are good. But I wanted to ask you, do you think that any of this progress for the betterment of America and towards the betterment of the world and whatever influence America has on it is going to be possible within the obviously broken two-party system? To elaborate just a little bit, you know, it doesn't really matter who's in office, be it Republican or Democrat, but the rich get richer, the middle class shrinks, the poor get poorer, power is succeeded to the powerful, and bombed people get bombed around the world. So, like, I was hoping to get some thoughts on that.
Andrew, thank you for that. Representative Neubauer.
Yeah, I thank you for the question. You know, I think it's very clear that there are many ways in which we have not delivered for the people, I'll focus on, of Wisconsin. We do have significant inequities in this state. We do have an unequal tax system that benefits some more than others. You know, my job is to do what I can to work within the structure that we have to make people's lives better. And, you know, so I'll focus on that. And I will share that I think all of the concerns that you raised are things that I share and are issues that we need to address, and that we, me and my colleagues, will do everything we can to make a tax system that is more fair for Wisconsinites, right? We know that it is not fair that so many people are struggling and have been for many, many years. We have more to do. I do believe that government can be a force for good. And that's the work that we will do in the year ahead.
Well, we will be watching. Representative Greta Neubauer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Greta Neubauer is a Democratic state representative from Racine. She is the new minority leader in the assembly, was first elected to the assembly in 2018. We spoke in recent weeks with Gordon Hintz, Representative Gordon Hintz, the outgoing minority leader. Stay with us as we look at the implications of medical debt and a study from a Yale University economist that found litigation over unpaid medical bills increased by almost 40% in Wisconsin over recent decades. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.